In the journey of doing scales for the work with the Caravan of Remembering, recall the inquiry scales because it's meant to be a skill process. And we know that to develop a skill requires repetition with presence and awareness and intention. So in the journey of Caravan, with the intention to get clear and develop our articulation around why we're here and what that calls us to do and who that calls us to become, we have this general principle that articulating our life mission, being present, to be able to say to anyone, anywhere, anytime, this is our life mission, and know what that means and what that calls us to do and who that calls us to be, is not just for the lucky few. It's a thing that anyone can get to if you're willing to do the scales. And that knowing your life mission and stepping into it and embodying it is really more a question of skill development, like everything else in life. So this requires practice and hence the skills. Often one of the first scales we do is this question of walking around your home or apartment, condo, the place you live, and your office for that matter, if it happens to not be in your home, and saying, who is this person that has these things? And what does that tell me about who I am and whether I've been present to this question of why I'm here and what that calls me to do? It might be you've surrounded yourself with things that don't say much about why you're here. It might be a combination of there are things that there wasn't a lot of intention around, and so they don't say much about why you're here. And on the other hand, the part of us that has always known our life mission might have called us to pick up things that do say something about our life mission, even if we weren't present to it at the time. So in this scale of the question of why do I have these things? Who is it that has these things? And what does it say about this person? The contemplation then of the presence to this question. What does this say about who I am and what might this hint at in terms of why I'm here? Might be one of those places to begin to be present to the question of why you're here, and also the things you've surrounded yourself with, what do they say? Are they in some fashion aligned with who you might be called to become and where you're called to go? It might be that they did, and your life mission is changing. One could consider, if you don't feel a resonance with the things that are around you, in terms of some kind of hint of the essential nature of who you might be and what you're called to do and why you're here, it might be you're in a moment of transition, which makes this work with the Caravan even more timely and perhaps even more urgent. Might be one of the things one could say about doing that scale.